If that doesn't get you fired up for this, I don't know what is. Y'all should be already been fired up. This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, and when you hear that music, old school ABC music, that means this is the pregame to K-State football game. It's your first time listening to this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Athletic-wise, whether that's football, track and field, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of this podcast. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, folks. Yes, it is time, finally. It is here, folks. finally, we can stop talking and get down to business, folks. K-State football, when this comes out, it will be less than pretty much... maybe even 12 hours away from kickoff between Kansas State Wildcats, 17th ranked in the country, and the Iowa State Cyclones, number 22 ranked in the country there, in the Air Lincoln's football class in the kickoff, week zero, and the kickoff overall, the college football season. Boy, it's an honor. Look, I'm not playing, but it's an honor to see your alum, of course, you're truly 2013 K-State grad, to see your team out there to kick off the season, and expectations, obviously, just like the last year, are high, and even higher, probably a little bit higher than last year. Obviously, Iowa State finished third in the conference last year at 11-3, while K-State finished you had to come back from behind against the Rutgers team that was, what, 500, 9-4 last year, and finished 8th in the conference after pretty much two-thirds of the season, you were in Big 12 contention, and then the wheels fall off. we know that. So I can't express how important this get in yet, and maybe the prediction might surprise you. Stay tuned for that. I have my prediction here at the end of this episode. But for K-State, I can't emphasize, get off to a good start. And for whatever reason, when they play against Iowa State, this is not your cookie cutter opener, whatever. This is not your, no offense. let's use, since the women's soccer team recently played South Dakota, for example here. No shade, but this is not your South Dakota. This is not your, this is not your FIU, whatever you want to call it. This is Iowa State. You know you see this team very well. Iowa State handled you in the snow 2 years ago in your own building, and then you went up there last year in Ames, had a chance to win. And didn't make plays. You gotta make plays. And look, there's a lot of unknowns going in, and some of those unknowns are gonna be answered. Some of them. Maybe not all of them. But some of them will be answering this game. And obviously one of those is QB1 in Avery Johnson, right? And thank the good Lord that obviously KK State, both these teams are made it over there. And I just cannot wait for the scene. Obviously over there in Dublin, Ireland, it's going to be primetime game over there. While over here, Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, get your coffee, whatever you want to get hyped up. 11 a.m. Obviously, my run's going to be short. So I'll be done. Well, at least I'll be done for with that. I'll potentially be running in the late afternoon, early evening with a great event going on Saturday. But anyways, K-State, Iowa State, no history. Matt Campbell's own Chris Klieman last 4 or 5 years, and I thought it was 5 years straight until I happened to look at the records there as well. Iowa State leads this series by 4. 54-50-4. Of course, for those of you who don't know, this is Farmageddon. They call this the other rivalry. And for some reason, I just got to think that this all usually comes down to the one possession game, and I think this is going to go down to that again. Again, I give it my prediction. This is the pregame. First pregame of this podcast for football. K-State football, this is Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Going old school on y'all. On the music, ABC there. Y'all heard that music before. That means, well, first off, Yes, I'm showing my age a little bit, but hey, that gets you right.
Second of all,
and that will be the theme. Now I'm trying to change things up a little bit for outside the rest of the podcast, but this is baby steps. I'm taking little baby steps here, and this is going to be our pregame music every time we talk Chris Kleiman and his football team. ESPN will have Dave Pasch, Dusty Dvorak, and Taylor McGregor on it for the call for the ESPN. Obviously, Dave Pasch does a good job, so I'm looking forward to that there as well. I'll be ready to rock and roll. I mean, we've been talking about Iowa State since really the beginning of the year. It seems like I'm ready to stop talking. I'm ready to see our boys in purple get down to business there as well. And of course, Case, if you're not able to catch the first half or catch any of it, obviously, if you don't want to listen to the ESPN broadcast, Wyatt, Stan Wyatt, or Wyatt in the Stand, whatever you want to call it, will have a call for you usually on K-State Sports Radio. And of course, Matt Walters on the sidelines, of course, there as well. So look, K-State coming in this year, obviously same expectations as last year, right? You're starting in the top 20. Coming off another 9-win season there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. And for Avery Johnson, going back to him again on his podcast, coming off of his first full year as QB1, now he has Matt Wells as OC calling the full-time plays. And don't get me down that rabbit hole about that, because y'all been following, y'all been an everyday listener of this podcast. Y'all know my stance on Matt Wells. Matt Wells should have been, you hired Matt Wells last year, but instead you put in Connor Riley to call plays. So I'm not going down that road for that there as well. But Avery Johnson set a school record last year, 25 touchdown passes last year. Obviously, Dylan Edwards, the MVP of the rate ball on the offensive side last year. We know how dangerous Dylan Edwards is. If K-State has any chance to win this ball game, it's going to come down to big plays. Last year in this game, big play Jace scored 2 TDs. 2 of those passes from Avery Johnson. 2 of those 25 touchdown passes were to Jace Brown in that ball game. Big play Jace in that game, right? Boy, that's ringing good off the ears. But that's if I have 2 keys to the game, well, actually 3 of them, that's the first one. Big plays. Dylan Edwards got to touch the ball. We know how he can hit a home run and with one play. Obviously, we saw it in moments last year, right? Including the one, well, actually, you don't have to go back that far. Rate Bowl, right? K-State trailing, getting dominated, and all of a sudden, boom. Hand the ball to Dylan Edwards, up the gut, can't touch him, touchdown, right? You need big plays. I've heard it all summer. Jerron Tibbs. He needs to prove himself. This wide receiving core, who can be that wide receiver 2 besides Jace Brown to take the pressure off? Can Jerron Tibbs do that? We're going to find that out in this ball game, right? So there's that. And oh, by the way, Dylan Edwards, 196. Set a bowl record against Rutgers in that Rate Bowl, 196 yards in that, right? So, and then, of course, kind of looking over some of these keys here. Yeah. Obviously, the tight ends, the best position to right now, in my opinion, for K-State there. So that's number 1. Number 2, gotta get an extra possession. This game could be turned on a turnover. And for instance, last year, first possession of the game in Ames, if Avery Johnson plays that right, that might be 6. Instead, pitch the ball late, fumble, Iowa State gets it, and they convert a touchdown, right? Number 2, and you know where I'm going to go with this. You got to get K-State defense or whatever. You got to get extra possession. Give Avery Johnson extra possession. This offense, potential potent offense, an extra possession or 2, they can capitalize on it, right? Can you force Rocco Beck to a turnover? And they were playing. Rocco Beck was awful in the game last year. And yeah, these two quarterbacks, which is a good quarterback matchup, Rocco Beckham for Iowa State, obviously Avery Johnson for K-State. It's the Pro Portrait Podcast, all things K-State. Pre-game, K-State, Iowa State, Air Lucas Football Classic, tomorrow morning on ESPN. Eddie Greer III here, Pro Portrait Podcast, for a few more minutes. But that's number two right there. K-State gotta force Beck in a couple of turnovers. However you get it, where it's forced fumble, interception, pick six, something like that, can turn the game around, right? Or if you're in control, something can chase the game. So there's that. And for, again, got to go back to that Dylan Edwards touchdown last year that flipped that ball game around, right? K-State, you're in a big asshole. And Edwards, with one big play, switched the whole momentum of that game around. College football, you know this. Whether it's K-State, Missouri, KU, whatever. Florida State, whatever, right? One play can change the complexity of a college football game. We've seen the mood swings here, there, everywhere, in between, right? So there you go there. And number three, I got to look at that secondary for K-State. Again, this is another question mark here against the... This is both unknowns because, obviously, Iowa State lost both receivers to the NFL. That's been well documented throughout the summer. And now, K-State secondary with the corners. Sasan Rich played a hell of a game. The last time he was on the field, he balled out against Rutgers. Now, obviously, Iowa State ain't Rutgers. But again, I am high on Sasan Rich. And on the other side, Donovan McIntosh and Cole McAllister being doubtful for this game. I don't know if we're going to see him. Or Gunnar Maldonado, the Arizona transfer. I don't know if we're going to see him either, given that the reports that came out early in the week. So I'm looking at that matchup there. We're going to get some question answers on both sides there. In particular with K-State's second corners, can you match up with the wide receivers? Now, again, I understand. New wide receivers over here, new corners over here. Who's going to win that matchup? That's the And if K-State can somewhat slow down the new receivers for Iowa State, eliminate the big plays. This is the issue every year for Joe Klineman's defense. One issue, the big plays in the secondary. You got to minimize it there. Can you minimize the plays? Can you force Rocco Beck in a couple turnovers? Which was, again, number two and number three come hand in hand a little bit. So, hey, you got the veteran presence of Vijay Payne back there in the secondary, in the free safety position. So, look, that is the matchup I'm keeping my eye on in this ball game. Can K-State DBs win that matchup? If they can, K-State D is going to be in good shape. We know what we got up front. I love the matchup up front. We got depth up front. We got linebackers. Romaine getting a lot of love in the preseason. Des Bernal, watch out now. I'm telling you, Des Bernal getting kind of under look a little bit, given the hype of Austin Romaine, and for good reason. Romaine, a solid linebacker, but let's not forget about Des Bernal beside him, right? So that's the matchup I'm looking for in this ball game. Can the corners tie up the new Iowa State wide receivers in this ball game? I'm looking forward to keeping an eye on that matchup there as well. Here, let me give you one more. I think we already talked about this. Well, actually, two, because this. This right here, I mentioned this in the summer, right? And we'll say it again for our new listeners. This is the Pro Portrait Podcast, all things K-State sports. Pre-game of K-State, Iowa State, the Air Lucas Football Class. And we're less than 12 hours out when this comes out of kickoff. Finally, Eddie Greer III for this podcast. 13, that's the number of tight end, K-State tight ends that score a touchdown or TD reception, excuse me, and for K-State tight ends last year, most in the nation. And you now you throw in Leaky Curious mix, There's a possibility we're gonna be seeing him in this ball game as well. So, could I put them as an X factor? I could probably say that. But I think the X factor to me, and I already said it, is Sharon Tibbs, because I heard everything from Power Cat Podcast to Threemaw to KSO to Exit 313. Bosco Spose probably said it too, as well. In not this podcast, because I want to see it. I want to see it. Drawn Tibbs, can you make a play or two to be a difference maker in this game? Can you get the ball in the end zone? Matt Wells spoke highly of Drawn Tibbs. Everybody is speaking high. And I'm going to make that my X factor for this week. Can you make plays on the fit when the bright light? Because obviously coming over Purdue, and yeah, they lack a day school, but that wasn't impressive. So again, and we know the wide receiver position on this podcast, we have criticized it. Time and time, year in, year out. Can somebody step up to the plate and take some of that pressure off big play Jace? We're going to find out a lot about Drawn Tibbs a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe here and there, but we're going to get our question answered here. And so Avery Johnson obviously got trust in him. So I'm looking at Avery giving him some targets a little bit in his ball game there as well. So I'm looking for one more stat here. But anyways, I'm going to go to this because Case, well, actually, 2003, right? And where was it? 2003. I was still in the state of Florida. K-State defeated Cal at Arrowhead. This was the last time K-State opened against a non. Well, this is a non-con opponent, obviously, in California. 42-28, obviously there. And of course, K-State entering. Wow, this is amazing. There one. This is going to be the 130th season of K-State football. That is incredible. That is incredible right there as well. So we'll see what happens here in this ballgame, obviously. And look, you can blame John Kurtz. Y'all going to be like, what the hell is he doing? But look, I'm going to play John Kurtz for a little bit. I'm gonna do the jinx, right? Iowa State, my pick, yeah, on a K-State podcast. Y'all gonna rip my head off for it. Iowa State. Oh boy. 27, K-State 20. It's gonna be one of these games. Now again, by the fact that, you know, K-State's going to win this ball. I want to see, yes, obviously, fan, yes, K-State, I want to see K-State win this ball game. Podcaster says, look, prove yourself. Prove me wrong, K-State. Can you go out there and take down Iowa State, a team that you have struggled against? So that is the score right there. And again, I'll come back, obviously, with reaction following in a 24-hour span following game. So that's what we're going to go with here. I'm playing. Blame John Kurtz. Blame John Kurtz, folks. 27-20, Iowa State. That is the prediction I am going to go with there, at least on the podcast front. Podcast front, stuff like that. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be laughing, but I don't know. For some reason, if I sit here and pick K-State, they're going to lose the game. So I'm going to play the reverse jinx here and go with Iowa State. Hearing this, and more importantly, at least on the flip side of the coin, going for a K-State win, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, look, it's all out there for Chris Kleiman, this ball club. Two deeps looking good, and we're about to find that offense looking good. Defense, there's questions there. Obviously, the other question is the offensive line as well. I haven't gotten that much, but we've done the position previews throughout the summer, so if you missed any of that, please, again, subscribe to this channel and go back and look through why you're getting hyped up for K-State, Iowa State, Air Lucas Football Classic going down tomorrow morning in Dublin, Ireland, as 17th-ranked K-State faces off against their other rival, Iowa State Cyclones, the number 22 team in the country, top 25 matchup. Who is going to start off fast? And taking a track theme, a track phase out of the equation, if you can start fast, you're going to win this ball game. So, again, that's another thing to keep an eye on here. It's important for K-State to start off fast in this ball game as well. And to start off the season fast as well. So, Iowa State got a head start, and they held off K-State last year. So, again, that's another reason why I'm being very cautious there as well with the pick. I know people are like, what the hell are you doing? But, again, I'm going off the past two seasons there, and really last four to five seasons as Chris Klieman, well, Matt Campbell has owned Chris Klieman. Now it's time to flip the script. Can you go overseas? Well, they're overseas. Can you get on that football field and make it happen? It's time to make things happen. And it starts for this football team. It starts with their other rival, Iowa State, on Saturday morning. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. First time listening to this podcast ever. Yes, I know I picked Iowa State. I'm sorry about that. But again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever this podcast, make sure you do subscribe, because hopefully we're talking about a K-State win. Hey, the reverse jinx, right? I'm doing it on purpose. You blame John, again, blame John Kurtz of 3-1. He started it. Go back, listen to that podcast as well. There's so much good content of K-State. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3. Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Process Podcast, for more coverage of your Cats, obviously, myself and Alex Ain. We will have more debrief with myself and Alex next week. Of course, you're going to get my solo, and I've hyped this up so much that it's much anticipated, right? The reaction show coming, and now I'll probably record it right after, or maybe tomorrow morning, somewhere in there, in a 24-hour span, you'll get my reaction there of this game and all the other games throughout the season on the same channel. And please, please continue to spread the word to a fellow K-State fans or alums of the Purple Project Podcast. That is going to do it for this week zero pregame of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Enjoy the ball game, and hopefully we're coming back here after the ball game and talking K-State getting a victory over Iowa State. See what I did there. But anyways, thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the ball game. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. College football is officially back. Okay, go Cats.